lots of calls coming in from all over the country. William is in Rotherham. Hello, William.
Hello there, yeah. I come from a traditional Labour. Hello there. Yeah, Willie from Rotherham. I come from a traditional, I see it as a Labour stronghold with an ex-mining community all around me, Sheffield, Doncaster, Furness. And I think that Labour originally was for the working man. And when I go around my community now and speak to people, our main concern is immigration. And the only way we can see we can sort immigration out is by getting out of the EU. So I think whether there's a referendum on the EU, whether it's Conservatives, whether it's UKIP, then they're going to get the Labour votes. They're going to get the working man Labour votes because Labour has lost the working man.
If David Cameron is the only one of the three main party leaders, and I said Conservative, Labour, Liberal Democrat, to offer a referendum, would you as a lifetime Labour voter really vote Conservative in those circumstances?
I definitely would, and I could go around my community now and talk to people, and anybody that's going to offer them this referendum regarding the EU, sure, and obviously immigration, and they're going to get the vote. And I think that they've been round knocking on any doors.
But Willie, David Cameron doesn't want to leave the European Union. He wants to stay in the European Union. He's offering you a referendum without telling you what you're going to get from it, but then he's going to say you should vote to stay in. I have to say, most people who are working people in our country, working for Nissan or Honda, working for Rolls-Royce, for GC, working in media, in services across our country, people know that millions of jobs and huge amounts of investment depends upon us being able to sell into France and Germany and Poland and Spain. The idea that you would turn your back job and all that investment.
No, I won't turn my back. Before we joined the EU, did we have prosperous businesses in the UK? Did we have core industry? Did we have all these industries? Yes, before the EU. I think just to think that if we get out of the EU, that's scaremongering, then we're going to lose all these jobs and nobody's going to invest with them. I think that's ludicrous.
I've got to say to you, Willie, it's a massive gamble, because we know that these companies like Nissan and Honda have come to Britain to make cars to sell into the European single market. The businesses say, if we were leaving the European Union, it's a bit like Scotland leaving the rest of the United Kingdom. All these businesses are saying, if Scotland breaks from the rest of the UK, they're going to be moving their business out of Scotland into the rest of England. The same thing would happen here. People would be moving to other parts of the world. I think we should control immigration. We should put a priority on tackling the cost of living, getting jobs and investing in our National Health Service. If you're saying to me, leave the European Union, that's not Labour's policy.
No, what I'm saying is, the current situation with immigration, how do we control it? At what point does my tax, the percentage of my tax, pay for free NHS for all Europe, free schools for all Europe? Mm-hmm. When is enough enough? When a pound out of my money, when it's all been spent?
But you were talking, Willie. But you were talking about what happened before we joined the European Union. We had huge immigration into our country in the 1950s from all around the world when we weren't in the European Union. It is true today. We have some immigration comes from the rest of the world and some from Europe, and we need to make sure we've got proper controls. We're saying stop people sending their tax credit back. I'm with you on that one. But if you cut yourself off from the rest of the world, we can't be Albania. We can't operate.
I don't want to cut yourself off. I think there's other countries, Australia, there's massive countries, right, in the world that still, they're not part of the EU, but still do business.
I've got to say to you,
Willie, and they're successful business.
The people I know in Australia, I was actually talking to the largest company in Australia yesterday, who think that Britain being in the European Union is vital for that Australian company to be investing here in Britain. Australia, American companies would all say, Britain walking away from Europe, you're mad. And what we've got to do is make sure we've got proper standards to make sure there's not undercutting of wages, proper controls on immigration. We've got to make sure that we cut out waste and bureaucracy. But UKIP and some Conservatives say, let's sort of go back to some romantic idea of Britain in the 1920s when we could exist on our own. It's not the real world, Willie.